Life at Georgia Tech was easy and comfortable. In short, we didn't know there was a war going on. Most of the college courses were dull and uninspiring. Many of the professors openly resented our presence. It was all but impossible to concentrate on academics. Most of us felt we had joined the Marines to fight, but here we were, college boys again. The situation was more than many of us could stand. At the end of the first semester, 90 of us, half of the detachment, flunked out of school so we could go into the Corps as enlisted men. When the Navy officer in charge of academic affairs called me in to question me about my poor academic performance, I told him I hadn't joined the Marine Corps to sit out the war in college. He was sympathetic to the point of being fatherly and said he would feel the same way if he were in my place. Captain Payzant gave the 90 of us a pep talk in front of the dormitory the morning we were to board the train for boot camp at the Marine Corps Recruit Depot, San Diego, California. He told us we were the best men and the best Marines in the detachment. He said he admired our spirit for wanting to get into the war. I think he was sincere. After the pep talk, buses took us to the railway station. We sang and cheered the whole way. We were on our way to war at last. If we had only known what lay ahead of us. Approximately 2.5 years later, I came back through the Atlanta railway station on my way home. Shortly after I stepped off the car for a stroll, a young Army infantryman walked up to me and shook hands. He said he had noticed my 1st Marine Division patch and the campaign ribbons on my chest and wondered if I had fought at Peleliu. When I said I had, he told me he just wanted to express his undying admiration for men of the 1st Marine Division. He had fought with the 81st Infantry Division, Wildcats, which had come in to help us at Peleliu. Together with the 1st Marine Division, the U.S. Army's 81st Infantry Division comprised the 3rd Amphibious Corps, commanded by Major General Roy S. Geiger, USMC. For the Palau operation, the 1st Marine Division assaulted Peleliu on 15 September 1944, while the 81st Division took Angar Island and provided a regiment as Corps Reserve. The 81st Division relieved the 1st Marine Division on Peleliu on 20 October and secured the island on 27 November. He was a machine gunner, had been hit by Japanese fire on Bloody Nose Ridge, and was abandoned by his Army comrades. He knew he would either die of his wounds or be cut up by the Japanese when darkness fell. Risking their lives, some Marines had moved in and carried him to safety. The soldier said he was so impressed by the bravery, efficiency, and esprit of the Marines he saw on Peleliu that he swore to thank every veteran of the 1st Marine Division he ever ran across.